right, welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. Hello, my name is Alex Mason and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're talking about comps today, comparables. Remember this subject? We talked about it quite a while ago in season one and talked about a lot of questions surrounding it. And I want to revisit this concept and just have a brief discussion about comparables. Now, if we recall, there are three main methods to value a company. There are comparable companies method, precedent transactions, and discounted cash flow. Discounted cash flow analyzes the fundamentals of the business, such as its profitability, sales growth, things like that. Precedent transactions looks at deals that have actually closed in the market that are similar to the target company in question. And then comparable companies is different. Comparable companies, you look at the other types of firms that are in the market that are similar and gauge valuation that way. But the question is, how do you find a set of comparable companies that's appropriate for the target company that you're looking at? And sometimes this is really easy if you're looking at a company that has some pretty obvious comparables. So for example, if you're looking at something like McDonald's, comparable companies would come to mind probably pretty easily for many of you listening. Like you might look at Burger King, you might look at Chipotle, other kinds of fast casual or fast food restaurants that have a big scale that are around the country and maybe around the world. That would be pretty easy for comparison purposes. Or Wendy's is another one. But it isn't always that easy. For example, let's say you are looking at a water bottle manufacturer and it's a private water bottle manufacturer to complicate things further. If you're looking at a private company, you probably don't have other companies to compare it with that are private unless you're working with them directly. So you have to rely on publicly listed companies that are similar to the company that you're analyzing. So what are some key principles that you and I can look at when trying to come up with comparable companies? Well, there's a couple of different characteristics we can look at. And in general, they fall into two buckets. Bucket number one are qualitative factors, and bucket number two are quantitative factors. Now, in terms of the qualitative factors, I'll really just mention one here because I think it's the most important. And that is the business model. What is the business model? Fundamentally, we have to ask ourselves the question, how does this company make money? How is it structured such that it generates cash flows, right? Like that's the heart of any business. What good or service is it providing and how is it doing that? And so that's what I would look at. And this factor, I personally think is probably the most important thing to look at with comparables than any other factor, because you can have the same size, the same region, all these other things can be aligned, but if the business model of the company you want to compare with your target company is different, then that's going to be a problem. So for example, you can look at a company like Nordstrom, the retailer, the department store, and try to compare it to a company like Ross, which is also a business that sells clothes, but they cater to entirely different clientele and their business models are very different. The way that they operate is different. And that leads us to the second bucket of quantitative factors. What are some things that we can look at for comparable companies from a numbers perspective? One of those things is size. You can look at companies that are around the same size as the size of the business you're looking at. And this is very helpful because if you're looking at a startup, for example, it's going to have really different economic characteristics, a really different growth trajectory, and probably a different operational style than a medium-sized corporation and certainly a large corporation. So size matters in terms of matching things up for comparables. You'll also want to look at industry. This is another great one too, and this is actually a qualitative factor, but it kind of is similar to business model in a way. It's just industries are more easily classified. We have a whole classification system that exists for industries, so that's one of the big ways you can look at comparables. But in terms of other quantitative factors, we can look at other things. So for example, we can look at what are the number of customers that exist? What is the total addressable market for the products and services that this company sells? So if you're in the umbrella business, like you could probably sell umbrellas to almost anyone if you have a great umbrella and you have a great price. Compare that to an anode electrolysis machine. Like that's a very specific piece of industrial equipment. There's only going to be a few types of people or companies that are interested in buying such a machine, such a product. So the number of customers that you potentially could have can influence the business model. So you see how these things kind of work together. So you have business model, you have size, you have industry, you have the customers that you can look at, and also look at the markets that you're serving. So is the company that you're targeting specifically located in North America? Does it serve other markets overseas? Is it a global company? And you can see how this, of course, connects with size as well. All of these factors are really interconnected when you really think about it. So it's great to get a couple of these factors aligned, because then multiple other variables or other factors are likely to align as well. And then, voila, you have a company that is more or less comparable to your target company. And the thing about comparables is that you don't just want one good comparable company. That's not enough, right? You want a bigger sample of comparable companies. So go ahead and try to find 3, 4, 5, 6 or more comparable companies for the target that you're looking at, because that's going to give you more relevant data with which to make a accurate valuation judgment. So those are just some thoughts on what makes a good comparable. I'm talking about this because this is something I'm trying to do right now with a company that I'm looking at that recently became public, and I'm trying to understand what the comparable companies are and what tools that I need to use to do that. So just want to share that knowledge with you. Hope it's helpful. And that's what I got for you today here on Investment Banking Insights. My name is Alex Mason, and I am your host. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll see you next time.